Disaster, it's Celestial people, which touch you. So a lot of like dance problems, fevers, but you measure, understand that it's easy, his wisdom, his mercy, and his bounty is granted in due measure. The hereafter will be totally different. You have all these things here. You will not have those feelings of envy, jealousy, greed, etc. So this is not going to be any type of abuse, and the problem is this claim, you've got all these things here, and your credit, plus you've got all this wealth, then what's going to be the end? Then again, look at amongst his signs, is the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the creatures that is built through them, and he has all the power to gather them together whatever he pleases, though they are all spread far and wide. He takes care of every creation, matter where the creation may be, the creature may be, in the very recess of the earth, lying high above the clouds, wherever the creation may be, but he takes care from the beginning, right until the very end, and then he will resurrect them and bring them back to life. Ma asafakum min musibatin, whatever misfortune happens to you, it is because of what your hands have earned, and yet he forgives much of the wrongs that you do. And if you aren't able to escape and frustrate the plan of Allah Ta'ala to disturb, running away, fleeing away, you will not escape, nor will they have anyone to protect them or to help them besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever misfortune takes place, to the extent of a small scratch, or you shifted or slip, or a nerve pulls, whatever difficulty, whatever harm, misfortune takes place because of the wrong that you have done. But it is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala again that he doesn't punish you for everything. For the major wrongs, you will find some type of a misfortune befalling you. But yet Allah Ta'ala forgives much. And remember, you can't escape Allah Ta'ala. He sees everything, the body, the view, the seer. He is fully aware of what's happening. He sees what's going on. And he knows the good that you have done, the wrong that you have fallen into. So one of the things that you will be able to escape Allah Ta'ala, the right of the wise to you, if you have slipped into a wrong, then come up, acknowledge your mistake, ask and beg his forgiveness, cry for his mercy, and you will see that he will look at you favorably. As more time is up of the first days, the misfortune doesn't only refer to the misfortune that we know of, an accident, loss of life, bad property, etc. Even if there is some type of a deficiency in your spiritual matters, you soon see the enthusiasm within you, the falling prey to wrong, and you are being overcome with anger, etc. So these are amongst those spiritual maladies and sicknesses that you fall into. So whether the misfortune is apparent, whether it is of a spiritual nature, it is on account of the wrong that you have done. So be intelligent enough, be wise, and be correct in your thinking and understanding. When you see yourself slipping, you don't have the enthusiasm, you are getting delayed with your salah, you are not believing correctly, you are becoming consumed with anger, with pride, and with the greed of multiplying God over and over again, to understand that this is a spiritual sickness that you have fallen into, then wake up, get up, acknowledge the wrong at once, and beg the forgiveness and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to your rescue. Remember, you cannot escape Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what you do, you can't restrain his plan, he is fully aware, he knows everything, and really you don't have anyone to help you or to protect you besides Allah ta'ala. And amongst his times are the ships that run smoothly through the oceans like mountains. And again, just admire, marvel at the Qudrat of Allah ta'ala, where his will would have caused the wind to become still, would have caused it to become still, and the ships would become motionless on the surface of the sea. Obviously, navigation purposes, The wind is required, the power, the strength of the wind navigating through the seas. But if he wants, he can cause the winds to be stopped, totally stopped. And these ships, with their huge mass, remain motionless on the surface of the sea. And in these are great signs of those people who patiently persevere and ever thankful. When you see these things here, you understand, reflect, that this is the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it is the Qudrat of Allah ta'ala, it is He that brings about and controls all affairs. Then the favors and the good that you see, don't ever think for a second is of your own achievement or your own righteousness. Rather, it is just the favor of Allah ta'ala, so show gratitude. And if it's something that is coming against your temperament, against your tabiat, then be patient. Or after this phase of difficulty, there will be some good that will be coming, that will be forthcoming. So therefore, these are signs of those people that patiently persevere and show gratitude all the time. This is what is wanted in all the exercise, the trials that we go through. One is that you remain firm, persevere, understand the peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and understand that there is going to be some good that's going to be forthcoming. When and how and why, that Allah ta'ala knows, leave it to Him. But just understand that this is a small trial that you are going through, and this is going to come with results. So be patient and be grateful and enjoy those favors. If He wills, He can cause them to perish because of what man earns. If Allah ta'ala goes on forgiving many sins, many wrongs of man. And He knows those that dispute about our signs. Don't believe in them, reject them, don't pay any heed in them. So He knows all of them. They will have no place to escape. And whatever we have been given, the good of this world, whether it is intelligence, whether it is wealth, whether it is energy, whatever you have been given, it is just a temporary convenience of this life. And what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far better. And lastly, for those who believe, put their trust in their Lord. Yeah.